Fred Flights, whistleblower checked first-hand evidence boxes, confirms he is a liar. By Robert Krajicek on October 1, 2019. An anonymous bureaucrat, marketed as a whistleblower by news media outlets such as CNN, who filed a complaint alleging misconduct on the part of President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, falsely claimed to have first-hand information, said Fred Flights, president and CEO of the Center for Security Policy. The whistleblower checked boxes saying he had both first-hand and hearsay evidence for his complaint, noted Flights of the bureaucrat's submitted complaint form, offering his analysis in a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Harris Alic. Flights served as Trump's deputy assistant and as former National Security Advisor John Bolton's chief of staff. He previously worked for the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, the Department of State, and the House Intelligence Committee staff. Listen. Flights addressed a policy change regarding whistleblower complaint forms made between May and August, removing a previous requirement for bureaucrats filing such complaints to have first-hand knowledge of alleged improprieties. The Inspector General of the Intelligence Community put out a statement explaining the policy change today, which was trying to disprove these charges, and actually raised new questions, stated Flights. The Inspector General said that, first of all, the law does not require first-hand information, and, no matter what the whistleblower had put forward, whether it was first-hand or not, it didn't matter. Flights continued, second, they confirmed that the whistleblower did use a 2018 form that made it difficult to file the complaint unless you had first-hand information, but the whistleblower checked boxes saying he had both first-hand and hearsay evidence for his complaint. Flights added, the whistleblower has actually opened up a new can of worms in that he said, in the whistleblower complaint, he had first-hand and second-hand information on this, and we know he didn't have first-hand information. For me, this confirms that this whistleblower is a liar. This whistleblower is pursuing a partisan campaign to undermine this president. And despite the intelligence community's efforts to cover for him, they've actually made it worse. The anonymous bureaucrat's identity should be known, stated Flights, speculating on coordination between the bureaucrat and House Democrats such as Adam Schiff. I think it's cowardly, said Flights of the bureaucrat's anonymity. I think you have to stand up for your principles. If doing the right thing means that you're going to lose your job, well look, you're not entitled to a federal job. And the American people need to know who's making this accusation. The president has a right to face his accusers. And making anonymous accusations like this is not the American way. I know lots of whistleblowers who put their names on the line. They sign their complaints. They send it to senior officials at the CIA and Congress. Why is this person hiding? What's really going on here? Is he a partisan? Is he somebody the CIA was about to fire? We need to find out. Left-wing and partisan Democrat ubiquity across academia, news media, and nonprofit foundations incentivize and reward bureaucrats to undermine the Trump administration, explained Flights. This is a temptation to people in the foreign policy and intelligence fields to basically slant their thinking and analysis to maybe curry favor, to get themselves jobs when they leave at Georgetown and Harvard and Columbia and some of these big foundations. MSNBC is preparing the contract for the anonymous bureaucrat, quipped Flights. Breitbart News Tonight airs Monday through Friday on SiriusXM's Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.